Under previous administrations, Christian Indonesian immigrants living illegally in the U.S. were required to check in with immigration officials every few months, but they were not deported. Under President Trump, that's changing. 23 Indonesians in New Hampshire arrived at a check-in on August 1st in Manchester. They were told they would be deported the next month to a home country where they fear religious persecution. NHPR's Ben Henry visited their church during a celebration of Indonesian Independence Day to learn more.
Outside a stone church in Madbury, Hans Rizakota presides over a charcoal grill with skewers of chicken. It's a recipe adapted from home.
This is satay. We call it satay. It's chicken.
Today's like 4th of July for this community. The congregation is predominantly immigrants from Indonesia who came to the U.S. to escape the persecution of Christians in their majority Muslim country. They found safety here. But the joviality in the air disguises a fresh anxiety. 3 weeks ago, the news that more than 20 of their members would be deported caught everyone by surprise.
It was hard.
That's the pastor, Sandra Punto.
They worry about their children. They worry about going back to Indonesia.
One person from the church, Terry Rumbo, was arrested at that check-in earlier this month. He's being held at Plymouth County Correctional Facility in Massachusetts. And his lawyer says he could be deported as soon as this week. Behind a table with fried plantains, a close friend of Rumbo breaks into tears when I ask about him. She didn't want her name to be used. Rumbo has a heart condition that he takes medication for daily. A friend translates.
She's worried about if Terry go back to Indonesia, they don't have the medicine, so we worried about the sickness.
Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, won't say when Rumbo will be deported or why he was arrested. Rumbo, like others in his community, arrived here in the late 90s when violence against Christians was at its worst in Indonesia. They overstayed their visas and applied for asylum, but they never got it. Around 70 Indonesians are now living illegally in New Hampshire and surrounding states. ICE knows they're here. They know where they live. In some cases, ICE has their passports. But they haven't been deported.
There's more people that are here illegally than we have resources to effectively deport them.
Erin Corcoran is a legal consultant and former UNH law professor. She says this is the reality of immigration courts across the country.
Right now, they're scheduling hearings for about 2 years out, just to give you a sense of the backlog. And so immigration lawyers and enforcement officers, just like police and prosecutors, have to prioritize who they're going to use a finite set of resources on.
The government has prioritized criminals and gang members, anyone who poses a risk to the public. People like the Indonesians in New Hampshire were not a priority. But in January, days after his inauguration, President Donald Trump signed an executive order. He broadened deportation priorities and gave more power to local immigration officials to decide who to deport. And when that group of Indonesians came for their regular check-in with ICE this month, a normally bureaucratic proceeding they had gotten used to, they were told to return in September with plane tickets back to Indonesia. After the Independence Day festivities, Pastor Sandra Punto sits with members of the church. Their immediate concern is Terry Rumbo, the man currently detained by ICE.
Is there anything else that we can do?
Rumbo will not appear before a judge, according to his lawyer, although some of the others facing deportation may try to reopen their asylum cases. As friends and family depart the church, a cell phone rings.
Hello, there?
It's Terry Rumbo calling from jail.
Does he know what would happen if he was sent back to Indonesia? Does he have someone to stay with?
Kalau misalnya katanya mau pulang.
Punto translates his response.
It won't be safe for me because until now the situation in Jakarta is not safe. There's still so many radical Muslims. Kenapa? Go ahead. I'm hoping that the senators, the congresswoman, and the pastors will be able to help me.
Rumbo's health is stable. He's been taking his medication. But Punto fears the situation will get worse. More of the immigrants in her community without legal status could receive deportation dates, too.
Whatever is going to happen is not in our hands, but God's hands.
ICE declined to comment on the future of those immigrants who have not yet received deportation orders. For NHPR News, I'm Ben Henry.